Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We've been mentioning Albert Breer would join us. He sits down with us now to begin the 1 o'clock hour with the MMQB. Great to see you, man. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
I told him earlier we didn't want to see his feet. He's wearing flip-flops, and he said, when you reach a certain point on the road, you just don't care.
I may have used some more colorful language there, but I think after about, it took me about a week before I was just like, all right, like, I'm not even worried about wearing a collared shirt anymore. I'm not worried about people seeing my toes. Screw it. So, and now I'm, I think, 19 camps in, so I'm beyond not caring now.
Something I've been wanting to ask you whenever we have the chance to have you on. What has it been like taking over that column, the weekly column at the website?
I mean, it's big shoes to fill. I mean, I've read Peter. I think that column started, and I've read it pretty much since he started it. I think I was in high school when he started it. So, it's big shoes to fill. In one sense, it's been sort of similar to what I've always done, because I've been doing a notes column since I was at the Globe. That was almost 10 years ago. And so, like, the workflow part of it hasn't changed much. Now, that will change when the season starts. Yeah. And, you know, I'm starting to react off of games because I haven't done that part of it yet. But that's been good. And, Peter was awesome to work with. And this was sort of the idea when he hired me 2 years ago. And it was kind of the carrot that I'd been going after for the last 2 years. And so, worked out really good. And, you know, it's good to have that. It's good to be in a position to lead the website too.
I really like the way I'm going to compliment your build up paragraph. So you tell me half of the John Gruden story, and then you say, "We'll get back to that, and we're also going to hit this, 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 and this," with an all time, all encompassing one paragraph tease, and then you flow into it. It's been very intriguing. I was really intrigued by the Gruden stuff because. Yeah. I bought in like everybody else did. The way he talked about analytics at the combine made him sound like a dinosaur and made him look dumb, I thought. But you kind of got to the bottom of what he's saying there, the gist of which was, there's too much, and I need a digestible part, right?
Yeah, and I think the big thing with him was just, like, he brought up the idea of being in a team meeting, and like, you're spending 15 minutes saying, like, talking about people's workloads and talking about people's nutrition, and like, his whole point was just give the guy the shake and tell him what he's got to do, you know, like, because they've got a finite amount of time with these guys. And so, you know, I think a big piece of it was just time management. And it was like, it's not like, again, he mentioned when he was at ESPN, it's like they'd always have some new gadget. It's new. That doesn't mean it's better. And so I think his whole thing was like, the time I have with the players, the time that I have to work is important. And so I don't want to spend that time figuring out if X, Y, or Z fits into what we're doing. I want to have someone else figure that out for me. Or, like, I want to be doing that at a different, during a different period of time, so we're only using the stuff that works when it counts.
Albert Breer of the Monday Morning Quarterback with us. What? How much do you overlap with Vrabel? I know you were with the Patriots when Robinson was there.
Yeah, I covered him as a player.
So you covered him as a player. So what's this like for you to see him in this role?
Makes me feel old.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes me feel old. I mean Mike was, God, he would have been, I mean, I think he was probably 30. So he's like an older player when I covered him, but I was on the beat in 05, 06, 07. So and he was a very important person on that team. I mean, I think if you gave Belichick truth serum and you asked him, like, what's my ideal Patriot? You know, obviously Brady's great. But you're not going to roll out 22 Tom Brady's. I think, like, if there was a guy who represented, like, what he wanted in every player, every position, I think it would have been Mike. And so, you know, I think we all knew he was going to coach. Like, everyone knew that when he was still playing. It was no secret. He didn't make any secret of it. I think maybe the only surprise is that it didn't continue to be at Ohio State, that he did, you know, wind up going into the NFL.
I don't object to any of the moves they made personnel-wise. I mean, the guys they brought here from New England are good and great players. But do you think, and you've seen a lot of guys that come out of that program, mm-hmm. mostly from coaching into coaching.
Yep.
You know, you can overdo the Patriot way.
Yeah.
How does he find the right amount?
By being himself. I mean, that's the main thing. And I think that that's an advantage that Bill O'Brien had in Houston. And he worked for Billy there. Billy is not Belichick. Like, if you've been around O'Brien, he's not Belichick. And one of the main reasons why is because he came up under George O'Leary. He worked for Ralph Fridgen at Maryland. Like, he had this varied experience. And then he went to New England where, you know, like when Josh went to Denver or Eric went to the Jets, like those guys really hadn't worked anywhere else. And so, I mean, you saw Josh wearing the hoodie. You saw it with the players complaining about the way Mangini was. You know, one thing I've learned about pro football players is they're not always the smartest guys, but they've got an incredible BS meter. They can see through guys who are full of it. And if you're trying to be someone else, like Belichick, they're going to see that. And it's not going to last very long for you. And so, you know, I think the biggest thing with Mike's very comfortable in his own skin. And you see the way he carries himself. He's the same guy he was as a player. And I think that's how you do it. It's like you can take a lot of the principles, you put your own spin on it. And you run the program in a way that reflects who you are, and I think Mike's doing that here.
Albert Breer, our guest, the MMQB, the website. First time you remember meeting John Robinson? When would that have been?
I don't even like. Is this kind of like this is like source IDing, isn't it? I think he was still a college director in New England. Okay. I mean, I can't tell you exactly how many years ago. It was probably at a pro day or something like that, yeah, when I was still at the network, yeah.
You said there are things with Vrabel you could see as being a coach. Could you see him in the GM mold? Same thing with Jason Light, for instance.
Yeah. I think the GMs are different. I mean, and there's been more success on that side, too. Like, you look at Thomas Dimitroff's had great success in Atlanta. You know, I think Jay Rob's done a good job his first 2 years mm-hmm. here. Bob Quinn in Detroit, they've had winning records the last couple of years. I don't think you've seen the same struggle with some of the guys who've come out of the personnel ranks and gone other places because they're not, I mean, again, there's like just maybe not that temptation to be Bill, you know?
Yeah, that personnel bill we don't see.
What?
That personnel bill we don't see.
Right.
The bill sitting in a meeting.
Right, right. And, I think J-Rob, one of the things with him, like he, you know, then he went and worked for Jason in Tampa for the 2 years, and I think that was probably valuable for him too, because Jason hadn't just worked in New England. Jason had worked in Philly for Andy Reid, and he'd worked in Arizona with Steve Keim and Rod Graves, and so like he'd seen it different ways. And so from that perspective, I think you know it's another guy who has some varied experience in his background, and I think the best thing you can say about the job J-Rob's done here. And look, I mean, everybody gets players right and players wrong, but it does seem like there's like an identity. There's a very defined thing that he looks for in players that you can draw from the Derrick Henrys to the Jack Conklins to the Malcolm Butlers to the Deion Lewis's. There's like a type of player that he likes.
We've known each other for a long time. We have a lot of friends in common. I have an annual, I don't know if it's official, but we kind of set an over-under on at what point in the fall I'm going to be compelled to unfollow you because the Ohio State stuff is overwhelming the NFL stuff. What can I do to get you to tweet less about Ohio State?
Well, I mean, the stuff that's going on right now has definitely made me tweet a little less about Ohio State. I have no interest in stepping into it on that.
Urban's helping me out.
You're probably getting exactly what you're looking for right now.
What do you want? You and I talked a little bit on Twitter about it. You want due process.
Sure.
And I believe you're on the side of the people that doesn't want the coach to have so much power that stuff like this can happen. I'm not convinced the university feels that way or most Ohio State fans.
No, I mean, I think every one of those big schools has that fan, you know? Now, some of them more than others, right? Like, and I'll be honest with you, up until this, like, I sort of, you know, like, I feel like we all need a reminder why we got into this business. And for me, like, it was hard for me ever to look at pro sports the same way when I started covering them, you know? And so for me, like, one of the things was like, okay, like, I'm going to follow Ohio State football. I'm just going to enjoy the games. Like, I don't care about all the other stuff. Like, I'm just going to root for them like I'm 12. Like, I'm 12 years old, you know? And it for me, it was like, it's one of those things where I just sort of shut off the stuff. And it was easy to do that with the Trestle stuff because that wasn't serious. You know what I mean? Like, that was actually like, it's kind of stupid compared to like this is real life stuff. And I think like that's the one thing that I've tried to convey is like this is real life stuff. Like, and I think if anybody like I think your priorities aren't in the right place if you don't see that.
Albert, I know it always depends on which day you see certain teams and the type of day they have, but is there a team in mind that you left the facility throughout your tour and you thought, wow, this is going to be a team I'm going to keep track of more than what I thought I would before I got here?
I'll tell you what, the Vikings really jumped out because of the talent. And you watch, like, the... It's just... Sometimes you look at a team and there's just... You look at every position and there's someone there. And I'm not like the guy who's going to go to one practice and think I have all the answers. I mean, Paul, you know, you've done this for a long time too. I'm going to get most of my answers from talking to people. Minnesota was the one team where you went out there and you looked at it and like said, man, like it's not like they don't have issues. Like if they have an injury in the offensive line or defensive line, there could be some trouble, but they looked loaded in a lot of places.
Albert Breer has been our guest. Great to have you on the show.
Appreciate it. You're taping a podcast. When will you hear that?
Tomorrow morning. Yeah. You guys can subscribe on iTunes, and it'll be up in time for your morning commute.
Awesome.
Excellent. Thanks a lot for
your
time.
Who are the guests you have on from here? You know?
Oh, well, we were doing guests for a while.
Okay.
Now it's me and Andy Gresh, who I used to do radio with up in Boston. He used to be with Sirius, and Lou Pellegrino is our producer. So we've been doing that for a while. I think you guys know, like the thing about getting guests can be a little hit or miss, yes. And you know we were working around studio time and everything else, so we've done it this way for about a year. I was always able to get guests; it was just it kind of became complicated in certain ways, and so we've been doing it this way for a while.
It's about to flood here. Yeah. Go make a run for it. Yeah, thank you for the visit.
Good luck.
All right, thanks, guys.
Albert Breer has been our guest.